morning. It's a date, the 3rd, Friday the 3rd. Hey, noisy. We've got the morning traffic going up the A61 here on my left, and there is a Hurricane or Spitfire looking plane above my head that's been flying around every day for the past week. I'm on the Thirsk race course. It's just a bit before 5 to 9. I'm walking Molly. Oh God, tired. I'm walking Molly because we're going to walk a couple of dogs, but then we've got an appointment straight after, so. Walking Molly now so that, you know, she's had a walk and won't have to stay in the house as long. That sounds really bad, doesn't it? Anyway, the long and the short of it is we've got a job to go and walk dogs today, and straight afterwards we've got an appointment for which we can't leave Molly in the car, and I don't really like leaving her in the car anyway, and if I do, it's only for, I don't know, maybe 10-15 minutes. Just feel guilty about leaving the dog in a car. So beautiful, beautiful morning, perfect blue sky. It's chilly, but it's not freezing. I can hear in the distance across to my 10 o'clock. Somebody shooting, as in shotguns and not rifles anymore, thank the Lord. Or it's one of those automatic bird scare away things. One of these farmer installs on the edge of a field to keep birds off, powered by gas, but they generally go off, you know, once every 5 minutes or so. That doesn't sound like that. Right, you hear that plane? Probably not. Yeah, Hurricane or Spitfire looking thing. I don't know what it is. But there's a nice walk around this bit of the race course. I think it's a car park. Or gets used as a car park. Right, one thing that gets me, right, is, and look, you can disagree if you want, because this is personal opinion and largely based on the type of dog that we have, the breed of dog that we have. Oh, listen to the spuggies. It's lovely. But, why do people, when they're walking a dog in an area like this, keep the dog on a lead? It's just ridiculous. Dogs need to go and run and frolic, and there's a woman there walking her dog. Oh, brilliant. Yeah, so she's also one of these ones. I mean, there's maybe something wrong with her dog, but she's also seems to be one of these ones. Oh, there's another dog walker. Must walk the other way. Oh, you got a stick. I'm not throwing that. That's called a log. And I'm not throwing it. So I've turned the top of this grassed area. What a beautiful morning. So heading, I've turned, I should really describe the scene really, shouldn't I? So this grassed area goes from the road, it's all fenced off, but the grassed area goes from the road to the edge of the actual track itself, the racetrack itself. So what's that? Oh, it'll be maybe 70 or 80 metres wide, and it's quite long. It's maybe 400 metres long. There's that plane. Oh God, that sun's bright now. And up the middle of it, the length of it, there's some trees. But there are areas where, you know, you can walk through. The trees aren't being grown. Oh yeah, oh goodness. Oh, here it is. Molly! What is that plane? Well, no. RAF badges all over, but I think it's some kind of commemorative plane. It's obviously not a Spitfire or Hurricane. I don't know what it is. Looks like it's it practices coming down to land and then it comes away again. And anyway, that's that. So, yeah. So the race course is directly on my left now. Moll. She's seen two golden retrievers. and I'm facing down towards the stands there, about 500 metres straight ahead of me there. I can see the... Hang on, is that the rugby club? Where are we? I can see the rugby club across to my kind of 11 o'clock there behind. There is a hedge, but that's where my brother-in-law, Michael, plays rugby. Here comes a golden retriever. Oh, that woman's turned. She's gone off down to the gate. Well, that wasn't a very good walk for a dog. It was about 2-3 minutes. Come on, big retriever. God, you got a big head. Well, Molly's going to give this big dog a run around. Golden retrievers, I think, are only nice looking when their owners groom them daily. Otherwise, I think they're just big, hairy, sticky, furry messes that stink when they're wet. And this is a good example, this dog, of a dog that's been well kept. Oh. This way, Moll. Let's go and speak to this woman. Molly. Come here. Molly. Hello. Yeah, well.
They're big, but they're friendly.
Oh, do you know, these are wonderful examples of groomed animals. It's usually the matted. Well,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. Oh, you've got to keep the hair under control.
Uh-huh.
But this one's a lot... He's got a really good coat for a retriever. This one's a bit more... he is a bit more fuzzy, but it's just the way he is. He's probably as thin as him underneath that.
Really? Oh, my
yeah.
goodness. Oh,
yeah, my goodness. He really is. You wouldn't think...
Hello! And you've got heads the size of bear heads.
Yay! No, you're good boys.
Oh, my God.
He's Dex to come in.
Oh!
He's lovely, he's only about 14 weeks, I think.
well, we've got a stick, haven't we, Mol? We're not really interested in it. Yes, you heard your name. Stick.
Aww. Stick. What age is she?
She's, what month are we in now? So 4.5.
Is she?
Yeah, yeah.
Bless her, she's lovely. Oh. So you're talking about me?
She's, well, I'm looking at her, so she's waiting for me to give her a word of command.
Nicely, Sam. Good boy. That's it, good boy.
Good boy.
Next, here's another
problem. Oh, my youngest daughter would pick you up and wrap you up in cotton wool.
Oh, you know what, sorry, 4.5 months, the little one. Oh, Dexter. Good boy. Good boy. Oh,
bless.
Oh, look. Oh. What are you like?
Look at me.
Yeah. Nice and friendly. Let's come back off. We ought to be all right. We're not going to let him off yet. Yeah, right, go on then. Yours are alright. Shall we let you off then?
Do you
want to
have a play?
Go on then, go and
oh,
have a play.
Lovely.
Go and have a play. Oh, yeah, these two looking after you. Just steady off. Big foot. Big feet, you.
Yes.
Yeah, there's your pal, your Friday pal. Friday friends.
Friday friends. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what? Every time I take my dog out, it doesn't matter where we are. We could be up there. She'll get me a ball.
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah,
every
I've just,
time.
I've just brought that.
Oh, is it? Okay,
yeah,
well, there
I've
you
just,
go.
Well, I've just brought that for these two, yeah.
Drop it.
It's too big for Dex. We need to get in his mouth.
Where's his stick? Oh. Molly.
Oh.
Molly.
Oh,
stick.
Oh. So how old is she?
About 4.5 years now. Stick. She says, give us a ball. Get the stick.
No, she's like, no, I want the ball. She's like, no.
She just likes to have something, you know, a typical springer. Yeah. She likes to hold something in her mouth all the time.
I'm learning.
Yeah.
I'm learning a new doggy language.
Should we go, Mol? Should we go? Because we've got to go.
You got your friend?
That's not yours. Over here, Molly. Come on. Come on.
Like, no,
I want to get that ball.
You can get that ball. No. There we go. See you next Friday then. Cheerio. Drop it. I've got it. How did you get that? Oh, little thing! Oh, you're lovely! Right. Away with you. She's not daft, though. You can have that one. Ah, Mol! She didn't bite him, it's just a... Wally! Hey, park it. There we go. Oh well, there we go. I shall describe the scene. That was two said golden retrievers, but what she actually did was went back to the car to get the ball. Went back to the car to get a lead. For one of them. As I observed, they are big golden retrievers. They've got big heads. Sam, didn't get the other name of the other golden retriever, and then Dexter, the little ball of, well, poodle and something else. What have you got there? What the hell's that? It's a bit of wood. So, okay, we haven't been going long, but I prefer to go a bit further, but we're going to kind of get our skates on. Nonetheless, we'll be out tonight. Oh, it's a pied wagtail. Oh, I love living here, you know. I love living here. I'm stood in the shadow of those houses. Because that sun is bright, man. Yeah, so yeah, there's some hills. Oh God, I'll save it for another time. I need to go and get a brew. They're the Hambleton Hills. Should maybe have done my research. I'm kind of off. I don't know which way we're pointing, you see. I haven't really had any time, real time, to sit down and concentrate on the geography of the land or whatever, you know. Right, okay. That's it for now. Happy Friday. If you want to, you can, and you're on Facebook, you can head on over to our Facebook page and like it. It's Hambleton Pet Services, and what it does is it just more than the fact that it'll be getting likes, it's that it spreads the widens and spreads the what's the word? Algorithm. No, the algorithm will spread the... Oh, God, just like the damn page. Jesus. I'm so tired. Right, come here, you. Little tinker-tonk. Come on, Bubba. Here she is. You are really, really well-behaved all the time. Right, hang on. Right, should we say goodbye? Say goodbye. Nope. She says, I'll sniff the phone... And that's us. Have a good Friday. If I can unlock my phone. Oh, did I tell you? With gripping the throttle on that motorbike the other day, my right index finger and right thumb have gone numb. So, that's not good. So, we'll have to see how that progresses. Anyway, I'm off. Ta-da.